This. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So domestic violence is no joke, and so we finally have charges for Megan Thee Stallion after she got shot by her boyfriend, Tory Lanez. He's a rapper you don't know, but you know her. And we talked about this when it happened a while ago, that he had shot her in the foot more than once, and she got hit once. Yeah. But then it came, first again, it was like she was trying to protect him, which is classic domestic violence stuff, yeah. You know, and then finally it came out she couldn't, and she wanted charges pressed, and so they have officially pressed charges on him now, and yeah. He faces up to 22 years in prison for that felony assault, and she yeah. obviously said she was traumatized and hurt by the whole thing, because it is a real life boyfriend, who allegedly, the story is that he was screaming, which when she jumped out of the car, dance, B. Only, yeah, like dance okay. and then shooting at her feet. Are you following?
Like a cowboy from the Old West type of. Thing? Like a dance. Like
that. Yeah, yeah, that's, as he's shooting at her.
Okay.
It's disgusting. It's
terrible.
It's disgusting.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Anybody that owns a gun is like, why would you even do that? That's just irresponsible yeah. and stupid. You're going to hurt somebody, if not her, then someone else.
And then lied about it. And then yeah. she came out and said he's just got a publicist out there trying to act like, you know, he didn't do it and I'm the bad guy. But it's pretty obvious that he not only was shooting at her, he was mocking her. And, you know, it's disgusting, dude.
Well, so, hopefully he'll pay for that crime.
That's
October
exactly
is
right.
Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So
that's
thank you
right.
for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
In
it
October,
sure
especially.
I'm going to talk to somebody from the Women's Center for our public affairs show this
oh,
month.
Oh, that's good.
So, did that last year, too. So, I'm glad you brought that up, Riggs.
No problem. I talked to somebody from Human Trafficking, which deals with mm-hmm. that, too, with abuse and mm-hmm. manipulation and mental health. And that's mm-hmm. a madness. So.
Craziness.
That's Sunday mornings, by the way.
Yes.
You're on Kiss FM.
Yeah, that's
interesting
right.
stuff. Yes, that's right. Hosted by usually Allie.
Or Riggs, oh, yes. whoever you
that's
hear
right.
that day.
That's right.
Commercial free hours all day, every day. We're going to do another one at 7:20 this morning mm-hmm. on Kiss FM. Milwaukee's pulling out the stops for some Halloween stuff.
Making okay.
it, they're getting creative, Allie, because
oh,
it
you
is
gotta be.
It is pandemic times,
yeah.
So they're not having large gatherings, crowds. Obviously, you can't do
right.
it at places like the Riverside Theater mm-hmm. and the Rave, where we've mm-hmm. had concerts before. Normally
yeah.
packed with people, super loud parties every night.
Yeah, it's been sad. We haven't been able to do some of this stuff.
Yep. So both of those places, at least. The two that I know of
yeah.
right now, Riverside Theater hosting ghost tours, like private
oh.
ghost tours. So you can go through with a small, limited group
mm-hmm.
and go through like some of the very haunted parts of the Riverside Theater because
yeah.
it's such an old, historic theater.
Well, and what a creative way to make money
yeah.
during the pandemic when you can't do concerts and things like that, because this is like what State Fair had to do. We can't have State Fair, but we can get creative and
yep.
have drive-thrus, and I love it. Go
mm-hmm.
on.
Riverside Theater said there's always been paranormal activity since a catastrophic fire in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there and get a little haunt, a little spook on.
I don't
and
know
the
if I
rave.
Knew that.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool
stuff. About the Riverside that there was some weird fire.
There's a lot of history behind the Riverside Theater. If you've ever
really?
Gone around and just read the pictures and things on the wall.
Like I've been there sober. I mean, when have I been to the Riverside
right?
dead sober?
You have to be there sober.
Come on.
Yes.
We've been there for shows, half lit. I
and
mean.
Then we've been to the Rave several times, right?
Yes, I've been there sober numerous times.
The Rave is a very old building. It's been around
so
for a
cool.
while. Used to be like a bathhouse. There's a pool in the basement of
We've
the rave that normally the public doesn't have access to.
Yeah.
They're pulling back the curtain. They're having like private tours. It's just you and a flashlight down alone in the basement of the rave.
Oh my gosh.
With the swimming pool.
Like no
that's,
way.
For people that love haunted stuff, you would love this. Like it's really cool. Therave.com,
oh
they're doing it there. And
all the people that have written on the walls.
All this, yes, that's
Think
right.
Think about that, Riggs. You forget
Tell them
about
that real quick.
Well,
some of the people
so
that have signed
we
it.
We go down there to the pool in the basement of the rave because
yeah.
celebrities are sometimes, their dressing rooms are down there, so they're kind of hidden off.
Yep.
So we've been down there to either go say hi or party with them, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And there's like signatures all over the wall of like people that have been there that have signed it, and you can like look through them and you can find
Mac
it.
Mac Miller, Fall Out
so
Boy.
So cool, man.
Everybody.
It's like tons and tons of writing on the wall.
Yeah.
Literal writing on the wall.
From so, famous bands and artists that
yes,
you've definitely heard of.
Who and have it, been in there.
And
so cool.
The pool thing in the basement is so like sought after at the rave. They had to build windows to look into it so people would stop breaking in because people
no
kept
way.
Breaking into it. Yes. They had to install
they didn't believe
those
it.
Windows. Yeah. Because yeah, people
well,
kept
it's
breaking
just,
in.
I mean, well, yeah,
it's just a pool.
Yeah. It's just a giant empty.
But,
it's empty. There's no water in
no.
it. Just so we're clear. There's no water in the pool.
But it's really.
People are probably picturing a pool with water in it?
No, it's empty.
No,
it's
which
empty.
Makes it even creepier.
That's at the Rave, and then the Riverside Theater. If you go to PAPSTheater.org, yeah. They have a limited amount of things because they're keeping the groups obviously small for CDC guidelines and such. But it could be still a cool way to check out some Haunteds.
It's something Haunts. To do.
Yep.
Everybody likes activities. And you know.
And if you just want to drive by, there's a guy that decorated his house like the Ghostbusters movie in Bayview on Clement
what?
Avenue. Yeah, it's completely decked out
with the
ghost from the Ghostbusters movie. So even if you don't want to go in a building, you can drive by that in the safety of your own car.
And see it. There
yes.
you go.
Scary, right? It's 103.7 KISS FM. We're doing another commercial-free hour at 7:20 this morning. Another commercial-free hour? Yes, because we do them all day, every day. That's like our thing. We're known for it. It's KISS FM.
Hey. Hi.
Yo. Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Mindy Kaling had another baby, but there is no father. I mean, there's obviously a father, but we don't know who it is, and we're not going to know. She had the baby on her own. It's her second baby that she has had now on her own. I didn't even realize the first one was on her own.
No.
Because she had it. She kept the pregnancy a secret for months. And then finally, people knew she was pregnant and then she had the first baby.
So she had it. She didn't just adopt a child.
No.
It wasn't a surrogate situation or anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
So this time, she popped out a second kid and people were like, wow, you welcomed your second kid. And she said, yeah, I'm going to keep the father and the paternity a secret until my daughter's older. And then maybe if they want to talk about it, they can.
Yeah.
But she said, you know, yeah, I'm a single mom, but I have the means to help. And so it is what it is. Like, she has the means to get people to come into her house. And she's open about that. She said, I'm in a privileged position.
I was gonna say, using your privilege,
because I have help, you know. And she said, I know that's not the case for all American women. I'm a single mom, but I have the means to help. It is what it is. So she acknowledges that. And yeah, has two kids now on her own, which is very 2020, and I like that women don't feel like they have to get married or be in a relationship.
You could be a single mom, legit.
Yeah.
Who's
especially
the
when there's guys that don't even really want to have kids, that just have them for the woman. So it's like, what? This is working. If she can afford it, and she wants the kids, and she can afford the help, go, girl. I wish I could afford all that help.
Yeah, right.
I'm very lucky in my own. I mean, I'm lucky that I can work and pay someone. A lot of people can't do both, you know. So
you also don't have any family here, though.
I don't.
That's your difference.
Which
some
makes
people have,
a big difference.
Some people have grandma and grandpa that are around that can take them every once in a while and help out a lot.
Take that for granted because they don't know the difference until you see someone like me who doesn't have a grandma I can call to have someone watch my kid abruptly. Yeah.
Next time your mom's super annoying, remember all the times you dropped your kid off at your mom's house and she said nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Next time you were in a bind and had no choice.
Uh-huh. And you had to go to grandma and grandpa's house.
Thank your parents, okay? Or whoever.
Get off our lawn. By the way, there's somebody returning to the show.
What?
Somebody that has not been on the show for a while,
what?
Allie. And I realized this last night in a sweat. This person needs to return to the show.
Oh, no. Who is it?
We'll tell you about it next during this commercial-free hour. Hold on. All right. 103.7 KISS FM.
Who the hell is it?
Well, we're Riggs and Allie, by the way. This is a commercial-free hour.
Yeah.
But we haven't talked to this person in a while, Allie.
Yeah.
And I really feel like he was a brilliant part of our program.
Who?
He really lit up the phones. People would always call 414-799-1037. They would often text when Bishop Bullwinkle would come on the show. This guy. I figured it's been a while. It's been a while, and 2020 has been a year.
Yeah, thanks.
So I figure we would open it up for you to call 414-799-1037. Or you can text, and I would like to start because my...
Oh, no. Riggs is on one. Now
wife,
I really need to know. Tell me. Your wife. Go on.
My wife.
What?
Last week, she was on an airplane, right?
Yeah.
And they
gave
her... They have little mini individual snacks.
Okay.
And she had some bags of Cheez-Its.
Okay.
I love Cheez-Its so much, dude.
Okay.
I love them so much.
Yes.
And I didn't eat them because I know that she sometimes uses them for... She's type 1 diabetic. Sometimes she'll have a low blood sugar. She'll keep them as a snack.
Yeah.
But she said, I'm going to give you these Cheez-Its for tomorrow. Set them on a counter. I was super excited about the Cheez-Its. Until I opened the package and realized they're whole wheat wheat thins.
Oh, geez.
They're like wheat thin, whole grain Cheez-Its.
They weren't what you were expecting.
Not at all. Whole grain Cheez-Its.
Riggs, it's the thought that counts.
Ah.
It's the thought.
Little pieces of cardboard. They were disgusting. And I was like all looking forward to having full on, really good little bag of original Cheez-Its. Instead, whole grain, hell to the no.
Something so little.
It is little, but it really ruffled my feathers this morning. That was my first snack of the day. I was so mad I put it on my Instagram story. I said, we're fighting already. We're fighting.
Because she brought me a free bag of wheat thins that were not the flavor
I
wanted.
They were whole grain Cheez-Its is what
Knock
they were. Whole
off.
Grain Cheez-Its. Disgusting.
Everything's whole grain.
I know. No. They were gross. They were gross. Do you have a hell to the no?
How about the yesterday, how I walked into my kid's bathroom and there was toothpaste covering the entire mirror, including them writing their names across the mirror. Owen dumped all my shampoo into the bath trying to make a bubble bath and tried to cover it up by pouring my conditioner into my shampoo like I'm a moron.
All right. That's worse.
I'm sorry. Are we done? I could go on. I'll stop.
You win. That's way worse than getting a bag of whole grain Cheez-Its.
Covered in toothpaste and conditioner in my shampoo. You want to piss a woman off at 4 a.m.?
You're going to piss off
that.
A mom? Yeah. And it's still there, too. You're waiting for him to get home to clean it up.
And it's making me crazy not cleaning it. I want to clean it so bad.
Don't do it.
Not coming home until Sunday.
Don't do it. 414-799-1037. Do you have something that made you say hell to the no? It's back. We want to talk to you next. Hold on. It's been a little while since he's been on the show, so we brought back the bishop. Hell to the no. Remember this guy?
How could I forget him?
Well, 2020 has been one of those years.
Yeah.
You know, it really has.
One of those years.
So people have like months of built up anger and aggression to get out, and you can do it right now. 414-799-1037.
And everyone's on edge. Everyone's pissed off. Yeah. Let them vent a little about stupid stuff. If they are not stupid stuff, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. Feels good to get it out. Jamie's in Watertown, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, girl.
What up, girl? What's your hell to the no?
What happened? This morning, I get a text message at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're covering your speaker. You're covering your phone speaker.
Can you hear me now?
There
we go.
A
little bit better, yeah. Go on.
Okay. Perfect. So I get a call from the suitor saying that she is not going to be able to watch our kids for the wedding that we're supposed to attend to this weekend because of COVID. I'm so over COVID.
Wait, does she have it or she doesn't want to get involved with people going to stuff?
Her child was introduced to somebody at school.
Oh, so she's doing the right thing. The right thing, but it has completely screwed your weekend.
It did.
Right. It totally ruined the next 48 hours of our lives, so we had to like call in backup. So
who's the backup?
My uncle.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, where's the wedding? What city?
In Lake Geneva.
Okay. How many people?
Like 75, I think.
Okay.
All right. Outdoor, outside. It's going to be nice on Saturday. Yeah, probably outside.
It'll be super nice.
I don't know with all the new regulations what people have to do.
Yeah.
It's nice that the weather's nice this weekend, though.
Well, it doesn't affect outdoor gatherings, I don't think.
Right.
So
that's why I'm saying, did you switch to outdoor if you were doing it this weekend?
Yeah, I would
do.
Otherwise, hell to the no.
Yeah. But this is like classic stuff. It's like you want to do things, you want to live your life, but then COVID comes in.
Yeah.
Because the virus loves hosts, you know?
100%.
That's like a person that I want to say hell to the nod to.
Hosts?
The virus. No, the virus!
COVID. Thanks, COVID. You too, man.
Bye-bye.
You're not alone. It's ruined a lot of people.
Just be happy that they're not coming to work still knowing they've been exposed.
Exactly.
That's really what you should be stressed out about.
Hey, good morning. Samantha's in West Bend. You got a hell to the no, Samantha?
Good morning. So my husband's job, if he says he's sick or has a cold or, you know, the sniffles, he can stay home from work and get paid 100%.
Uh-huh.
So he is on week 2 of staying home from work, but it gets better. Tell me why I'm still taking my daughter to daycare.
I don't know.
Because he's at home.
Yep, he's at home. And I'm still taking my daughter to dinner.
Wait.
So he doesn't have to be with her? Is he afraid to get her sick or what?
What's going on? Yeah, I'm confused.
No, he's not sick.
Is he?
He's just telling his work that he's sick so he can stay home with pay.
Oh, he's lying.
Yes.
Oh. He's cheating the system. He's taking advantage of COVID.
Yeah. It's not going to be funny if he actually gets it. Jeez Louise.
No, I'm reading up a lot about karma and Hinduism right now, and karma will come back and bite you in the butt. Is it pretending that you're sick?
Man.
Faking it, Nap. Thanks for
calling. Well, I've even said to Riggs, you know, winter months, how the hell are we supposed to know what days to come to work? Because I feel like in the winter, I'm sniffly every day. And they're saying, you know, if you have a symptom and it's going to get worse in the winter, I'm like, how am I supposed to know when to go to work?
Yes,
really stress out about this come winter.
I get it, man. I get it. Because you sneeze. Is this a cold or is it COVID?
Right.
I don't know.
If I'm congested for 5 days, which is totally going to happen every month, what does that mean? This is the stress with everything this year. Hell to the no.
Hell to the no. That's why we brought it back, right?
I'm not saying I don't work. I'm saying, do I physically come in?
I know.
That's not even the question.
The same for anybody. Yes. I got a little sniffle. Do I need to stay home? It might be COVID.
If you can't work from home, you're screwed.
414-799-1037. You have something that made you say hell to the no? We'd love to talk to you next on 103.7 KISS FM. This is a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Fall is like in full effect this weekend. Today's going to feel almost like summertime. This might be like the last fall weekend that we get.
Yeah. Like this nice. We're going to have fall weekends where you can go do stuff, but I'm talking really nice outside.
Where you can still get away with maybe a t-shirt if you want to.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So somebody had texted in that they were going to Holy Hill this weekend to check out all the leaves, which is something I still have not done.
I have
been to Fox and Hound. I've been to that restaurant.
Okay.
I have never I've driven past Holy Hill. I don't think I've ever just stopped, checked it out, walked around, nothing.
Never been myself either.
How is that possible?
I've been to Devil's Lake before in the fall, and it's really cool
in
October.
You mean by Madison?
Yes.
Yes.
Devil's Lake. Well, yeah, Madison, like a little north of Madison. But it's
Devil's Lake Park, yeah.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
Fall in Wisconsin, if you go to the right places.
So cool.
Really cool right now.
There's this road I love to drive down in Brookfield that's like covered in leaves.
Uh-huh.
Highland Avenue. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And you just, it's
the windy
two-lane
one?
Road. It's not even windy, but there's a lot of roads like that where if you get the right trees on the right road, it looks so cool.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
So what are some places that you're going to probably be checking out? Maybe, I don't know, Apple Holler. Remember Apple Holler?
I haven't been there in forever. I haven't because my kids are a little bit older. Not that I would have an issue.
I only went there because we drove by it so many times that I was like, fine, let's go check it out. It's just an apple orchard.
I need some good ideas for places to go outside. And then you see people going to all the caves, like in Door County. If you've never seen those posts.
No, I would love to go.
Caves. Oh, that's so you and your wife. You get on like, you can call in and tell Riggs, since I've never been, I've only seen this on Facebook, 414-799-1037. But you get on, wow.
Like a lift?
No, I just blanked out on like a canoe. You get in a kayak. I blanked. This is how not
kayaks,
outside
canoes,
I am.
Safe,
I blanked out on the word kayak. Okay,
yes,
it's Friday. Let me live.
Kayak usually one person, canoe for two.
Yeah, thank you, Riggs.
Yeah.
So you kayak into these caves. Is it Door County or is it by Madison or is it both? There might be a couple.
I
can't believe you've never seen
though. I've seen it. I didn't know that was Wisconsin. Like northern, like up by
Superior? Wisconsin.
Up there?
Not even.
Because when my wife and I, we went to Chippewa Falls over the weekend, but we weren't that far north to see those caves. But that would be really cool to check out,
Cave of the Mounds, that's one of them, Googling. Because they're not far, Riggs.
I'm sure people know. 414-799-1037. Or they know about apple orchards. Or is the sunflower farm? The sunflower field?
I think that's
field?
Over, but pumpkin farms are a hot ticket right now.
Yeah.
That's what, I still haven't even, I need to go get some pumpkins.
You do?
Yeah, I haven't gotten any yet. Here
Costco,
go the
bro. Costco, bro. Costco.
I don't have a Costco membership. I know you told me to steal yours, but geez Louise,
414-799-1037. Fall ideas. We need them. You can share them with everyone else. 103.7 KISS FM. Talking about fall things to do, especially this weekend being as gorgeous as it's supposed to be. What do you have on tap for the fall weekend?
And I said, I really need to get out to Holy Hill and just look around and check out the leaves, and it's supposed to be beautiful. Still never been up there in all my years. was in this state, which is unbelievable. And then I was saying that nobody's ever taken me, or I haven't taken myself, to do any of the cave stuff. And I looked up, Cave of the Mounds is the one west of Madison. That's not that far that you could do.
Okay.
Somebody else texted in Cave Point County in Door County, or Cave Point County Park.
Okay.
But then we've got Ashley from Greenfield on line one, who thinks I'm talking about Michigan, I think. So there's caves everywhere, Riggs, was my point, but I want to hear about Ashley's, her suggestion.
Good morning, Ashley. What's up?
Hi, guys. Hi. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. Thanks for asking. If we were any better, we'd be you.
So I think Allie is talking about, it's towards Michigan, so it's the upper UP. It's called the Apostle Islands.
The Apostle Islands, yes.
Yeah, the Apostle Islands. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but I'm sure that's what she's talking about. And you can take kayaks, like tandem kayaks, and go around like the rocks and everything.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I've seen pictures, and I see people doing it all the time, and I get really jealous that I don't have an exploring friend.
A friend to explore with?
I need a friend to explore with. Like, I don't. This is the problem when you're a single parent. All your friends have kids.
Start putting it in your Tinder profile.
I do, but that's the problem. See? If I put that I want to explore, that's what everybody writes. I need a traveling partner.
Oh, you want to explore?
Is it like the thing where people always say they love hiking all the time?
Yes, those people. I want a friend to go on adventures with. Like, that's what I want.
All right.
To the Apostle Islands, or wherever the hell we're going.
The Apostle Islands is what she's talking about.
There's
all right.
There's also one more that is very cool. It's called Granite Peak. It's Rib Mountain, and you can take the ski lift all the way up and
I've heard of that.
See the leaves all the way back down.
Allow the professional to speak on that one. I used to live in Wausau.
Yeah.
I was on the radio in Wausau 20 years ago.
Okay.
Rib Mountain is where I attempted to ski. Riggs, remember the story I've told you about how I jumped on, I realized I had to get on the lift and I said hell no and I walked back inside and took all my stuff off.
No.
So I've been there, honey, and I'm not getting on the lift.
If you french fry before you pizza, you're going to have a bad time skiing. French fry pizza. All right. Ashley, thanks for calling.
No problem, guys. You guys are awesome. Have a good day.
Thanks,
awesome.
You too.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Ariana's
Waukesha.
Jinx.
Ariana, we owe each other beverages. Hi, how are you?
Doing good, and yourself?
We're fantastic.
Awesome. Really Everybody's
good.
So friendly and like wants to be like, how are you? I love it.
We're talking about cool fall stuff to do, like where we can do it within a drive or a tank of gas. What do you got for us?
Green Meadows Petting Farm.
Oh, I've been there.
And the reason why is you get a free pumpkin with a purchase of a ticket.
Oh, really? Do you work there or own it?
No, I went there last weekend.
Now, when you
didn't realize that you get a pumpkin and we got extra pumpkins, and it was really cheap.
That's cool.
And when you say free pumpkin, are we talking softball pumpkin? Are we talking baseball pumpkin? Or are we talking like volleyball or bigger, like human head pumpkin?
Bigger than a volleyball if you're willing to hike it.
Yeah. Okay. You go out there and pick it, right, girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, Riggs, I haven't been to Green Meadows in a couple of years, but she's right. It's a great, great. Where is it out by? East Troy, out that way or farther?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's right by where you.
I'll be skydiving there tomorrow. Riggs. I'll just land there. I'll just land my parachute there.
You're by Green Meadows Petting Farm all the time.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Green Meadows. Good call.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ariana. Have a great weekend. Last call from Gwen this morning. Gwen's in Milwaukee. We're talking about cool fall stuff to do this weekend. What's up? What do you got for us?
What's up, y'all? Hey, I just got a fact check that Ashley, who called in about Apostle Island. It's actually in Wisconsin, on the Lake Superior.
Oh, by Lake Superior.
Native, yes.
Okay.
Folks out there, out in Red Cliff and Bad River, Ojibwe tribe. I'm from Oneida myself. Shout out to all my native folks. Indigenous Peoples Day, October 12th.
That's right. Coming up on the 12th.
That's a few days away.
It's on Monday.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you want to take me? Does she want to take? I'll go with you.
Will you be our guide? Just our personal tour guide?
I'm going in 2 weeks out there. And yeah, actually, you know, Allie, I'm inspired by you. I myself have never been out to Holy Hill, so I think Sunday I'm going to try and go.
Dude,
there you go.
I need to be
out there.
She's my new adventure buddy. I don't even know her. She might hate
me,
but
what? Dude, and I tried kayaking the last two Sundays.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome, dude.
Oh, yeah. Would you go downtown on the Milwaukee River?
hell yes.
Nice.
I mean, heck yes.
That's fine. You can say hell yes. We said hell to the no earlier. You're fine,
okay,
Gwen.
Okay, great. I know you said no cussing, and so I'm trying to keep it PG.
Oh, Rig said that. You didn't talk to me.
Right. All right. Yeah. I give the filter warning. Allie does not.
I don't give the filter.
Up and down the river in Milwaukee, and it's gorgeous. Okay.
And this would be another.
The water's a little low, and the season's about to end, but it is so cool to see the city from a completely different perspective on the water.
I bet.
It's like you feel transported, dude. You're like, in some places, you're like, is this Milwaukee even?
You are such a nature lover. Like, I'm loving this right now. You're like,
I'm really not, though. I'm native, but look, I'm a city native, dude. I'm
a city native.
Yeah, I certainly love the comfort of a house.
Right. And you said you were Oneida or Ojibwa?
Yes, I'm from Oneida.
Okay, but which tribe, though?
Islands, Oneida is the tribe.
Okay, that's the one that you were part of, though?
Yeah, Oneida's in Green Bay. It's not from Green Bay, but that's where our tribe's at.
Okay, right. Cool. Well, happy Indigenous Peoples Day on Monday, by the way. Shout out again to you guys.
Yes.
Gwen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
I actually have a mug that Allie got me that says Happy Columbus Day. I crossed it out and wrote Indigenous Peoples Day, I promise
he
you.
Sure
right on,
he sure
right
did. He sure did.
You're progressive, bro. We need you.
Thanks for calling.
I love it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks, Gwen.
Gwen, have a good one.
Todd's on one. Do you remember Todd?
Todd and Mequon.
Todd.
Long time listener.
Todd, do you go kayaking as well? Or
well,
do you
kayaking? No, I go yachting.
I was going to say, do you have a yacht, Todd?
Todd's got a yacht.
He's got a yacht and he's got a full staff.
Todd listens to Kenny Loggins on his yacht. take us to the danger zone.
Rock.
All right, Todd.
Tell us about your yacht.
What's going on, Todd?
I miss you guys.
We miss you, Todd.
You never call anymore. What the hell, Todd?
Yeah. We've been here.
We didn't give away huge prizes.
We can't give away prizes, Todd. It's COVID.
He just uses us for our stuff.
Yeah.
You're like everyone else in the world.
Yeah.
We're like a cheap whore.
We're like a cheap whore to you. Is that what we are? So what's up, Todd? We're talking about cool things to do for the fall this weekend.
Okay, well, if you're not winning prizes, you can go somewhere for free, which is Lion's Den Gorge. Have you ever been there?
No.
I have not. Where
go
is this?
On.
Well, just north of Mequon.
Did you take your yacht?
You can. It's on. Seriously, Al, if you want to go there, I will show you this place. It is amazing.
Oh, really,
Lion's
Todd?
Den, Lion's Den what now?
Gorge, G-O-R-G-E.
I like George, but Gorge. All
so
right,
what
cool.
is it?
Near
What's
Costco.
Cool about
so
it?
If you're bored there, you can always go and eat lunch at Costco.
Oh, yeah, the hot dogs, man. $1.50 hot dog and a soda.
That's like my soulmate. Do you want to go on an adventure and then go eat a hot dog at Costco? I mean, 100%. Seriously, Todd.
Hey, man, you throw in some donuts, you'll have a great time.
Let's do this. Let's set this up.
All right. Lion's Den Gorge.
I
Good
love
pull.
This. I got to check it out.
Thanks for the call, Todd. It's been so long. Please call more often.
Yes.
We haven't gone anywhere.
Allie misses me.
We're not going anywhere. She does.
I do.
I miss you a little bit, too.
He's lying.
I want to take you skydiving, Todd. Would you trust me if I...
Are you hitting on Todd?
I am.
Because he was kind of hitting on me.
I think we're fighting over Todd right now.
I think you're fighting over Todd. I won already, okay?
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, it was a heck of a week for Katy Perry because she returned to the set of American Idol after having her baby with Orlando Bloom. And then she had to get a restraining order extended against a guy who keeps harassing her and her family. And this guy is nuts. I mean, the stuff he's written on her social media, he tried to jump her fence in Beverly Hills in September.
What are those unstable, mentally unstable
very.
Fans?
He said he left all these comments. He left graphic and sexually explicit posts about Katy. Then he made comments about killing dogs and cops. Then he threatened to snap Orlando Bloom's neck. I mean, it's like disgusting. He said he hopes that Flynn and Miranda... Orlando Bloom's ex would catch COVID and die. I mean, the things he's written.
Jeez.
And that was after he already jumped the fence at her house and tried to find her. So she got that restraining order extended for 3 more years. That stalker cannot come near her. They can't post on social media or they're going to end up in jail. Sounds like
I hope part of that judgment is also mental help for that guy as well, because he's got something going on.
Obviously. Hopefully they're doing something about that. But Katy Perry hadn't been back on the set, and so she made jokes about how, you know, she kind of made jokes about herself being a cow. She wore
wore a cow printed dress with matching gloves and a hat. It's a joke that she's pumping and she's making a lot of milk, obviously.
Yeah.
And so she wrote, Mother Milks is back to work at American Idol and it's utterly ridiculous. Moving already. So she's got all these like these jokes about, you know, her milk and yada yada.
That was her first baby, right?
Yes, Katy Perry's.
Okay.
But
so
she has a stepson with Orlando Bloom Flynn.
But you're always over the top with your first baby because you're experiencing everything for the first time.
Yes.
Like,
but she literally, this is what people don't realize. You women pump in the, like they take breaks to go pump the milk out.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember doing it on the air.
I do remember that with Hudson.
There was a point where I was working from home.
Yes, I remember that.
And I would, and I'd be sitting there and we'd be off the air and all you would hear is, because my microphone was picking it up, but I had to pump. What do you want?
Did you put it in the little bags? Did you ever freeze them as well?
I never had enough milk to do that.
Okay.
So to all those moms who have a freezer full of milk, lucky for you, honey, okay?
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs
Good
and
morning.
Allie. So I have to know what was so awesome that you ordered online that showed up to your house that you immediately ordered more of it.
I have never had this much success with anything I've ordered online to the point where I had to order some more immediately. I must have more.
Shut up and take my money.
Take my money, all of it. In fact, give me three of them. So I'm pulling up the order right now.
Yeah.
I was looking for new leggings on Amazon. Yeah, I know, right? Funny, right? Just random stupid stuff. I have tons of leggings. Women wear lots of yoga pants, leggings, whatever. Super cozy. But I have only a couple pairs that I love. That when they're dirty, I'm like, man, I wish those leggings were clean again.
Everybody has their favorite pair of pants.
Yeah, so I started ordering more, and I ordered this pair off Amazon for like $5.99. Like, I was like, damn, that's
a steal. Is that cheap for leggings?
Yes. And I was like, they're going to come. They're just plain black leggings. I'm like, they're going to come. They're going to be cheap.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to fit right. You know, there's no way these are going to work for me.
Yeah.
So I get up this morning, and I'm like, what am I going to wear to work? It's Friday. Definitely leggings. No jeans today.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I have that new pair. I grabbed the new pair of black leggings that cost me $5.99 on Amazon.
Yeah.
I put them on and they slide on like butter. And not only do they fit, they feel so good. And I'm like, hold on. These are like my LuLaRoe leggings that are that cozy. Like, how did I order a five? It's like the brand is something corny like Hanes or No Nonsense, you know, like that you would never, like, you would never be like, oh yeah, I got Fruit of the Loom leggings. You wouldn't tell people that. But it was something like, that's why I tried to pull up the brand. I'm like, what brand did I actually order? They were so good.
You bought the brand that fits well, that fits you perfectly.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
But because I just picked a cheap one off of Amazon and thought I'll try a few for this one's $5.99. So I got online.
While you're wearing them.
At 5 a.m., I'm on Amazon reordering three more pairs, which have now gone up to $12.99, okay? And I was like, maybe they're just the ones. Oh, yeah, it's a the brand is No Nonsense, like the funny, like, pantyhose brand.
Yeah.
That's the brand. And they're the most comfortable things I've ever had. I'm like, clearly I need to not even look at the brand.
$6, you'll have four pairs of them now. That's amazing.
And they're long enough, right? You know how tall I am?
Yep.
All the way to my ankle.
Does it go all the way?
I got my foot up in the air so Riggs can see through the window.
Yeah.
I'm 6 feet tall, so that's my other issue with pants is they're never long enough. Oh, these fit on smooth like butter.
Nice.
So I was like,
Are they good butt pants, too? Do they make your butt look good?
I don't know. Nothing makes my butt look good. Let me tell you.
I'm not going to look. I was just asking for you.
What I need to make my butt look good.
Yeah. Squats make your butt look good.
I always try to cover my butt, though. I don't know if that's a woman thing because guys always stare at it.
Yep.
And so I always try to cover it with stuff.
Oh, we always look at your butt, especially when you're wearing leggings.
That's why I try to cover it with a long shirt, a sweatshirt,
The invention of leggings has made every woman's butt looks amazing.
Everyone. I can't believe how cozy they were. It's just I've never ordered something online and turned around that quickly and reordered that many. Never have I found a product that was that perfect for me.
I did it one time with a pair of shoes.
Okay.
One time.
They were that good.
I rolled the dice on a pair of shoes.
Oh.
They looked really cool. They were by this brand called Original Penguin, and they were on sale because it's normally like an expensive brand.
Yeah.
And they only had a couple pairs left in my size, 11.
You got to go.
Which I can't find.
Got to go
so
for
So I
it.
Got them as an 11. I put them on. They slid on just like Cinderella glass slipper style, like fit perfectly, walking around so comfortable, just like you were in those pants. I was like, these are awesome. I want another pair of them.
You knew you needed
so
to get them.
So when these are gone, I can get the other one. And I got a second pair because they were on sale. Yes.
Smart. That's smart. And somebody texted in, are the leggings see-through? No. No,
that's
the other thing, because women, we order leggings, and I've seen this where people want me to share the link, which I'll do. I'm just afraid to share it if they're not going to be the right ones for you. I don't want some woman to go order them and go.
That's the right leggings for you.
But so cheap, and they feel good. The leggings are not see-through, but because I get what they're getting at.
Oh, yeah,
I've ordered leggings that you once you actually put them on, they're so thin that you can almost see the skin, which is cheap. Leggings in my mind.
My wife has had those before where she'll bend over and go, can you see my butt? And I'm like, 100% they're see-through. Definitely see-through. Okay, these are going back. The cheap ones are see-through, yes.
Yes.
You can see skin. I'm like, black leggings, you can see skin
That's
through them.
That's what I mean. I'm looking at these. I don't see my skin. Right. Maybe I'm tripping.
So what have you ordered that you ordered again immediately? Something that you couldn't get enough of? You should get a subscription to those leggings.
Yeah, and somebody said Kohl's leggings are the same way. I get them on sale for $5 too.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. Something you bought and then you've had to order more of it immediately.
Immediately. Give me more now.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. You buy something online.
Go ahead.
No, you buy something online and I said I got these leggings off Amazon for like $5 and they were like, you know, no nonsense brand. So I was like, oh, these are going to suck and be thin and whatever. And they fit on, they like butter.
Nice.
I'm loving them this morning. And somebody texted and said, do they have pockets? Which, great question. They do not, which is a problem for women with leggings. We like them with pockets now. So these do not, but they're
cozy. The pockets look awkward because the leggings are form-fitting, and I would think, what are you putting in the pockets? Just your cell phone?
All kinds of things. Phone, key, I mean, anything you have to carry.
I would feel like it would just bulge out and defeat the purpose of the leggings.
We don't care what you think. We care about needing pockets.
Okay, fair enough.
Same thing with shirts having
pockets. I know women are obsessed with pockets.
Because we have to carry crap everywhere in purses, and you guys, you just put them in your pocket. We don't go, man, we can't see your bulge because of your phone.
Oh, I know. Women, my wife hands me things all the time. You have pockets. Hold this.
Yeah,
hold
exactly.
This. Brittany, good morning.
Yes. Brittany's a first-time caller from Kenosha. She goes, Allie, I never get through. I go, you did today, girlfriend.
Brittany's a first-time caller.
Hey.
Welcome, girl.
I'm so excited.
Welcome to the show. So what are we calling about?
Yes,
something,
girl.
Something you bought and then bought again? Go ahead.
Yeah, Bombas socks. Have you guys ever heard of them?
I've heard of Bombas socks.
Go on.
God, they are the best socks ever. They're like Rick said, like they go on your feet like Cinderella glass slippers.
Yep, exactly.
How do you spell it?
Bombas.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
I'm usually like a Nike girl when it comes to socks, and I like
Nike?
Have to have like nice socks, you know.
Yeah.
So I purchased them. They're not cheap or anything. They're kind of on the higher side, but I instantly went on and bought another pack. Like I bought only a few pairs, and I bought so you can get like packs to save like 50%. Still expensive, but oh my God, they are just. So, and I got two other people hooked.
Is that the sock company that gives back? Like when you buy a pair, they give a pair or something like that, or they donate?
I think they do. I think that.
There's some places where you buy a pair of socks and they'll give a pair of socks to a homeless person, which is nice.
I'm looking at sock slippers right now. I don't know what she got.
And they just sent out an email yesterday, sock slippers. I'm like, I don't care, $38. I'm buying them. They're so comfortable. Like, I have UGG slippers. I was like, no, their socks are just so soft.
Bombas.
And then the no-show socks, too. Oh, those are the best.
Those are the ones I really need in my life. Yes, I'm looking at them right now. They look cozy.
Brittany,
they're expensive. No? How much?
I know.
I'm looking at
prices. It's worth it for your feet. People underestimate the importance of socks, like good socks in a shoe, because it really creates a nice barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet are pretty important, and it increases comfortability in shoes, I think, by 1,000%. And you're right with the Bombas. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. An 8-pack is $86?
Hey, man. They're going to last. They're going to
last. The $10 ones. I know. You're right. But then you don't buy more socks all the time. I get it.
And they wash up so nicely, and they don't shrink or anything. Like, I've bought socks, and then they shrink up to, like, a size 5. I'm a 10, so no. That's going to be my big toe.
You got big feet like me, girl. I should take your advice then.
I know, and especially like with working from home and they're warm too.
Oh, there you go.
I
was just thinking the other day I need a new pair of winter slippers because that's happening to me now that it's getting cold. My feet are cold, but I threw out last year's slippers because they had gotten worn. So I need a new pair every year.
Yeah.
They had been so worn, and if they have a bottom that you can wear outside, forget it. I'm wearing them everywhere.
Right. You're wearing those at the store.
Oh, girl. Oh, the slippers they make with the grip bottoms that you can wear outside. Are they crazy?
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Brittany, thank you so much for calling in. We're glad to have you calling in for the first time. Don't be a stranger. Call us whenever. We're always here.
I'm going to call you all the time now.
We're here, man. We're here. We're not going anywhere.
All right, bye.
See ya. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so finally we have some charges, which is the thing that we should have had. Megan Thee Stallion, who you hear on Kiss FM all the time. Love her.
I'm a
She was dating Tory Lanez, who's a rapper you've never heard of. So moving on. Anyway, they were dating and she got shot by him after an argument on July 12th. Now, she was in a car with him in an SUV and she got out as they were fighting. And as she exited, he told her, "Dance, B," while shooting at her feet, which is sick.
Stupid. Yeah.
So he's taunting her and shooting at her. It's so disgusting. So he has now officially been charged. Thank goodness. He's got one felony count each of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and carrying a loaded unregistered firearm as well in the vehicle. He's not even from here. He's from Canada on top of all that. So she didn't hesitate asking for him to be sent back to Canada. And then people made fun of her after this happened, thinking it was a joke, and it wasn't. 50 Cent came out and even apologized to her weeks ago, saying, "I thought this was a joke. I didn't know her boyfriend really did that." Like, yes, this was not a publicity stunt. This was not a joke. She got shot in the foot.
Yeah.
So she has openly said, yes, he shot her. And she said all these blogs are lying and he's lying and she's over it. So she even shared the pictures on her Instagram of her getting stitches when they dealt with, you know, the shot in her foot that went through her skin. So, yeah. So he's officially charged. He could face 22 years in prison. And they're going to be in court on October 13th in Los Angeles, even though he continues to deny shooting her. But, like, who else, dude, bruh? Did it come out of the air?
Right.
I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Somebody else in the area with a rabbit? No.
I'm just glad it is. We talked about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October.
October is,
So, you
October
know.
Domestic Violence Awareness Month,
And she's talked about how traumatizing this was for her. And people think, oh, she's this tough rapper. Whatever. No, it doesn't matter who you are. It's traumatizing no matter who the woman or man is.
Yes.
Okay?
Men and women can both be.
So knock off that crap that you say when you think somebody. That's ridiculous. No,
men and women both can be victims of domestic
violence. Absolutely.
It's just not, it doesn't judge by gender or race or age or anything. So glad that it's at least being handled, taken care of. So
All
right, a little freaked out here, a little nervous, not really sure what to do.
What happened?
I get a phone call from the wife about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I couldn't answer because we were talking, you know, about the Hollywood Dirt with the Tory Lanez thing.
What's wrong? Yeah.
Hit it to do not disturb real quick, and I look down. There's now 4 text messages that I get from my wife. She never texts me frantically like this in the morning. I get like a good morning hello, and that's it. She goes on with her life. We do the same thing.
Great. So what happened?
She sends me 4 pictures.
Oh, no.
Of Samson's water bowl, our dog's water bowl.
Yeah.
Because she goes to feed him this morning and change out his water. And she looks down, and in his water bowl, floating in the water.
A bug.
Is a dead mouse.
Oh,
a dead mouse. Floating in his water bowl.
And Samson didn't do anything with it. We don't even know how it got there.
I don't even know if he's seen it. It's probably been there overnight. I don't know. It wasn't there last night when we fed him and gave him dinner. We change out his water a couple times a day.
He hasn't seen it? What do you think he'd do if he saw it?
I don't know what he'd do if he saw it.
That was
my next question was, did Samson find it? She said,
That's what I thought.
I found it before he saw it. So she went outside, dumped it outside because it was dead. It wasn't alive anymore.
Thank God.
It had drowned in there.
Ooh. Everybody has so many problems with mice and mouse.
It's this time of year.
Yes. Yes, because I've had them. My neighbors have had them, and they get in through weird cracks, and like they're in the ceiling, and like it's so weird and gross. Dude.
And now I'm freaked out because my wife has said that she hears things in the ceiling that sounds like someone walking.
Now she's paranoid.
Now we're all paranoid that we have mice like everywhere in the house. But where are they coming in from? Like I have to find out where they're coming in from because we could call someone like a Batsner or a pest control service, but they're just going to come and put out traps.
That's all they've done for me is my pest control service was they put a trap in and I was like, well, I could do that.
What are they going to do? That's it. Right? Do they have any other sort of detecting equipment, like a meter that can find out where the mice are coming in from?
I can't speak for those places. I just know what I saw and it was a mice trap in my ceiling that I could have done.
Do I need to be humane in this or can I just, I really don't care. Like what happens to the mice?
I don't care what you do. Get them out. Are you worried about killing them?
No, I'm not worried about killing them. Because I've looked at the mouse trap selection, and then there's the humane ways. And there's,
you mean the ones that don't actually kill them? They just tell you if they've been there because they eat food.
Yes,
and
those
that
ones.
Was what the bug service I had put in, which is not a killing. Yeah.
No, I want you to kill them. I don't want them in my house.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
apologize for that because they can cause
them.
Damage.
Yeah.
They can get into the insulation.
Yeah,
they can chew away the foundation. No.
Don't
want any of that. Has anybody had a problem like this before? Can I take care of it on my own?
My neighbor's a nice, very older lady comes over all the time. She's like, I got another one. I figured out where they're coming in my house.
That's the thing. When you see one, you know there's many more because he's not by himself. He's got friends. He or she has friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them all dead in my house.
For once, I'm like, okay, I'm with you. Yeah. Kill them all.
414-799-1037. We're talking about mice, though. Oh, God. If you can call or text with help,
my
I would appreciate
ringing,
it. Good.
So.
I will talk to you. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. Oh, don't worry. I won't sleep tonight. I won't sleep until all the mice in our house are dead. Dead. It is 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Allie. I was just talking about, I got a frantic slew of text messages from my wife with pictures of our dog Samson's water bowl in a dead mouse floating in like the little bit of water that was in his dish, which is disgusting. And I just texted my wife. I said, I'm so sorry you had to find that. I'm shaking and terrified. I can't imagine what my wife is going through right now. And I'm like, oh my God, are there mice? Where are they at? So do I need to call a professional or is this something I can handle on my own?
There's a lot of people on the phone who want to give you advice. Brian's in Milwaukee on line one.
Morning, Brian. Can you help, please?
Heck yes, I can.
Oh, thank God.
Good.
What do I
this
do?
This summer, we were up on my buddy's cabin up north, and let me tell you, it was infested with mice.
Boom.
We couldn't sleep all night. We could hear them in the walls running up and back. So here we are at 3 o'clock in the morning with buckets making some traps from YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I'm not lying. We were up all night watching mice fall in the bucket. Okay. The next morning, we ran a Menards. Menards carries this stuff that it's a poison.
Uh-huh.
And what it is it's poison that they eat and they need water. So they leave your residence.
Okay.
And once they drink water, then they die. So they don't die in your house then, or in your, like in our case, it was a trailer.
Okay.
So you can buy it by the bucket is the best way to do it. And what we did is because we have dogs up north, and other animals.
Yeah.
So we actually picked up like the Glad Tupperware type, cheap containers, and we cut holes in it so that the mice could go in and get that poison and come out. But then dogs wouldn't eat it.
We have a dog in the house and I don't want to put anything in there that's going to hurt him. Or
right.
He'll
and
be
that's where maybe you, if you have a basement, maybe you can put it like downstairs in the basement up on a rafter or on a, up high somewhere.
I was going to ask Riggs, you have drywall ceiling?
In the basement?
Yeah.
No,
because
don't.
I have the ceiling you can pop up the cubes and you could put one up there.
No, I've just, mine's just open to the floor underneath
the
my basement.
The stuff that we got, it kind of reminded me, this is the only way I can explain it. It's green. It kind of reminds me of the rocks that were blue that you put in your fish tank. That's the only way I can explain
it. I know what you're
it.
Talking about.
I don't remember
about.
What the
Looks,
name of it
like
was.
Like a decon. Almost is what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And it worked really well. Like the following weekend, we went up north. We didn't have no mice in our traps. We didn't hear nothing. It was great.
Oh, they
it
were gone.
Good.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. They'll get the idea.
We caught in one night 15 mice.
Jesus.
Four buckets.
Terrifying.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, we have
and
one.
We were watching them with like flashlights at night walking up
that's
the stick.
Terrifying, dude.
Going into the bucket with peanut butter. With a little spinny bottle on there and jumping in it and they'd fall in. That's how it was.
Mind you, Brian is talking about a place up north where there were much more mice, I would think.
Yeah, he said they caught 15 in one night in their trailer up north.
Well, I'll look for that stuff at Menards. Thanks so much for the call, dude. We appreciate listening.
Have a great day, Milwaukee.
You too, buddy.
Even though I'm traumatized now. And I don't even have the mice problem.
Cheryl, I got a mouse problem.
Cheryl's in Keewaskum.
Yeah. What do you know about mice? Can you help?
What do I know about mice? Yeah. I live in the country, so...
I was going to say.
That's what it is.
It's secondhand for you. Talk to us.
If you're the type of person that doesn't want to kill them, if you're anti-killing...
I'm not.
...then get Grandpa Gus from Amazon. It's little packages that smell like peppermint and stuff.
Okay.
It's all natural. I do that for our vehicles. But then Decon is my favorite because mice can't throw up.
Which one?
That's why...
Decon? The stuff that Brian was talking about, yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yep. The green stuff.
They don't throw up. That's why they die, because it's formaldehyde and they bleed from the inside out.
Plus,
they will... they won't smell in your walls when they die. I mean, if you really want to do the old-fashioned way with the traps and stuff,
I don't know about traps.
You got to haul them out and get rid of them?
Traps,
no, thank you.
Yeah, traps is like, now I got to...
kill them in the walls and...
Or the ones with the sticky stuff on it, where you just have like a mouse. Like, I don't want one of those. Yeah, I like the Decon. I think I'm leaning towards the Decon. All right, Cheryl. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate you listening this morning.
So grossed out, but I've learned a lot today, I got to tell you.
Dennis, one more call.
He's in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Dennis. What do I do? Mice in my house. Mouse in the house. What do I do?
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm a homeowner in Milwaukee.
Me too, yeah.
For the last 5 years, because my wife used to hear stuff up in the attic.
Yeah.
We spread mothballs all through the attic.
Okay.
And in the basement.
Okay.
You know, around the edges of the basement.
Okay.
Mothballs. We haven't heard nothing in 5 years.
Mothballs.
Is that go buy mothballs?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a thing?
Yeah.
They're boxes of mothballs. They cost like $1.50.
For a whole bunch of them.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Yeah.
And how long will the mothball last?
Well,
I do
it every year. I don't, I don't see no mothballs.
You don't see any mice?
I do it the next time.
All right.
Yeah. This is interesting.
All right, well, I'll look into mothballs, too.
Because they don't like the smell of the mothballs.
I
got to start thinking like a mouse. What else don't mice like?
Right?
Thanks for calling, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Somebody told you to get a cat, but you and I were both like, no way. He doesn't even like cats.
Very,
he's not getting a cat.
Very anti-cat. No, thank you.
Do you remember when my kids and I came home from vacation like 2 years ago, and they went down into the basement to play because that's where their toys were, and there was a mouse down there?
Alive,
running around. They came up screaming. You probably don't remember this. I told on the air years ago. And they came up, there's a mouse. It's so cute. Go look, mommy. And I was like,
no, that's not cute.
It's not cute at all.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Carol.
Carol, you were calling about mice. What can I do?
Yes.
Decon, mothballs, any other tips?
Mothballs. I have a trailer, and every year when we close it up, I put mothballs like underneath the trailer and in the little cubby holes.
All right.
Yeah.
Mothballs, Decon, and fire so
I
can burn them out.
I'm surprised that I didn't know this about mothballs. They're super cheap.
Thank you.
Years ago, we had this cat, and I came home from work, and my husband's like, you need to go downstairs and see what's on my pillow. Oh. And I went downstairs, and the cat had put a mouse on his pillow.
Oh, they think it's a gift. No, thank you.
Yeah, that was her gift to him.
Okay, what do you say to people that are texting in saying mothballs are toxic?
Probably to animals.
I just use them at my trailer.
Okay.
So they're just out.
They're saying that if you get a, let's say you get a mouse who eats something toxic, like whether it's the other stuff you were talking about.
The Decon, yeah.
Then let's say another animal eats them, like an owl or something else, then you poison that one, is what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm just reading text. I don't know if I'm right or wrong here, people. I'm just,
just surmising.
It all out there.
We're surmising the 160 characters or less. All right.
They keep away the mice from my trailer, so.
Well, all right. Well, if they're good enough for your trailer, they're good enough for our kitchen.
Amen, Carol.
Right.
Thanks, Carol. You have a good one, all right?
Yep. Thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.